is under discussion. I understand Habib Omar has traveled some for some time now in Canada and the United States. So what will he tell the people back home, essentially those to whom he returns, about America?
وجدنا إخوانا لنا في دين الله تعالى ففرحنا بهم.
We'll tell them that we found brothers of ours in Allah's religion and that we're happy to meet them or we're happy about them.
وجدنا لهم آثارا طيبة في كثير من الأماكن ونواحي الحياة.
And we found good efforts of that they've done in many places and various areas of life.
وأنهم يحتاجون لشد أجرهم بإخوانهم بالدعاء والتزاور.
And that those to whom we return need to support their brothers through dua as well as visitation.
وأننا وجدنا ساحة واسعة للدعوة إلى الله.
And that we found a vast field or arena for inviting to Allah here.
ومجال للمسلمين أن يعوا أمر دينهم ويحسنوا بيانه.
And also an opportunity for the Muslims to comprehend their religion and also clarify, convey it well.
ودخلنا كثيرا من جامعاتهم الكبيرة وكثيرا من أماكن إخواننا المسلمين.
And we entered many of the large universities here as well as the Muslim organizations or dwellings.
كما وجدنا من ضاعت عنه حقائق المعرفة للدين والقيم ممن يرثى وممن يجب أن يجتنب وصول ضرره إلى المحيطات المسلمة ويرثى لينقذ.
And also we found some who were ignorant of the realities of the deen and that's a pitiful condition, that the concern and pity must be shown to those people and they must be protected and also protected from the Muslim community, protected from their harm, and also those around them are protected from the harm of them misrepresenting the deen.
هذا خلاصة عما يتحدث عنه بين الناس في الدنيا.
And he said this is a summary of what people discuss here in the world.
ولكن أيضا أنا أسأل عنكم من قبل غير الخلق.
He said, however, I'll be asked about you from other than creatures. He said, the Creator Himself. And you'll be asked about me. He said, so what will you all say? And he said, so our us and you, all of us preparing for that questioning and that answer is even more important.
Maybe a question from the sisters. This is your chance. This is known as a pregnant pause. We're waiting for someone to give birth to a question here. Yes. Can you pass forward your question from the sister?
Questioner asked the Sheikh to make dua, a special dua for our families who have left the spiritual path of our deen, especially the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. السائلة تطلب من الشيخ أن يدعو دعاء خاص لأوائلنا الذين تركوا السبيل, يعني تركوا سبيل ديننا. ولا سيما من هو من ذرية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن تردنا مرد جميل يبشر الهداية بين الخلائق إن شاء الله ومن زاغ ردهم الله عليكم مردا جميلا وجعلنا أسبابا للهداية.
Question, what can we do
I think it says, do know we see something. I sort of think the question means, do when we see something wrong or unpleasant, unethical in someone without thinking bad of their person. Similarly, how can we stay away from arrogance while pursuing good company without looking down or thinking of the ones we do not want to spend time with? Yes,
ماذا نعمل عندما نرى منكر أو شيء قبيح مخالف للقيم في شخص بدون إساءة الظن بهم والثاني مرتبط بالأول وكذلك كيف نجتنب الجليس السوء ونبحث عن الجليس الصالح بدون التكبر على من نجتنب مجالسته.
ما أشار إليه في السؤالين أمور قلبية.
He said that which is indicated in the two questions are heart affairs.
وتلك لا تتعارض أبدا مع ما يجب في المظهر.
And these two do not contradict at all that which occurs outwardly.
أنا أوقن أن الإسلام منة كبيرة ونعمة من الله تبارك وتعالى وأن الكفر أكبر الكبائر.
I'm absolutely sure that Islam is a great favor and a blessing from Allah تبارك وتعالى and that disbelief is the greatest of major sins.
ولكني عندما ألقى الكافر لا أتكبر عليه.
However, when I meet a disbeliever, I don't look down on them or I'm not arrogant towards them.
لأني أخاف على نفسي من زيغ قلبي.
Because I fear for myself that my heart swerve.
ويمكن أن يؤمن الكافر ويموت مؤمنا.
And it's possible, it's likely, it's not unlikely that this disbeliever would believe, find belief and die in a condition of belief.
وإلهي الذي أبهم الأمر عني.
And my God who concealed this matter from me.
كره مني أن أتكبر على شيء من على أحد من خلقه.
Dislikes that I be arrogant towards any of his creatures.
ولا أذن لي بذلك.
Nor did he permit me to do so.
وأحب مني إرادة الخير لهم.
And he loved from me that I want good for all of them.
والحرص على هدايتي.
And that I be very concerned about their guidance.
فإذا كان هذا مع الكافر ما تظن مع المسلم.
So if this is the case with a disbeliever, so what about a Muslim?
فمهما اجتنبته ومهما هاجرته من أجل شيء من 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 أوصافه سيئة لا أجزم عليه بخاتمة.
So if I avoid him or don't associate with him because of some of his bad qualities, I don't come to a judgment about the end of his life, meaning his ultimate condition.
ولا أبخل عن بذل وسيلة إذا كان تنجع فيه أو تنفع فيه بأي وقت.
And I don't neglect trying to use any means that I can to be of benefit in any time that it will be.
لقد أراد بعض أهل السفهاء أن يستهزئ بصالح كان يمشي على دابة له.
There was a foolhardy person or an idiot, if you will, who wanted to mock a pious man who was riding a donkey.
مر عليه وسلم ذلك صالح.
So this man passed, he gave, and the pious man gave salams.
So the salam قال يا شيخ من أحسن من أفضل أنت أم هذه الدابة التي زعمت عليها.
So he responded to the salams and he said, oh Sheikh, who's better, you or this donkey that you're riding?
فقال له الشيخ إن أنا جزت على الصراط ونجبت من النار ودخلت الجنة فأنا أفضل من هذه الدابة. وإن سقطت في النار فالدابة أفضل مني.
So the Shaykh responded, if I cross the bridge over hell and I'm saved and I enter paradise, then I'm better. And if I fall into the hellfire, then this donkey's better than me.
ابتعث الحياة حتى عند ذاك السفيه واستحي على نفسه.
So even this idiot became ashamed of himself from this response.
فهذا شأن المؤمن مع الله لا يتكبر على أحد.
So this is how the believer should be in their relationship to Allah. They should not be arrogant or look down on anyone.
ولما أقام صلى الله عليه وسلم الحد على شارب خمر إذا ثالث مرة سبه واحد فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسب.
Once the Prophet enacted the punishment for drinking alcohol on a person for the third time, and then someone insulted them, and he said, don't insult him.
إقامة الحد واجب والسب ممنوع.
He said, so enacting the punishment is an obligation, and insult is prohibited. In one of the narrations, he said, don't be an aid of the shaitan against your brother. He said that the shaitan has harmed your brother, so take him by the hand and assist him, don't drive him further away. And someone insulted one of the pious, so this pious man responded and he said, I'm going to enrage the one who told you to insult me. He said, I excuse you for what you said to me and take this present from me. And he said, so through this, the one who told you to insult me will be enraged, and that was a shaitan. The question is, how do I maintain relations with a non-Muslim family? Asa'il yasal, kayfa astamir fil ilaqa wa ta'amul ma'a aqaribi min ghayri muslimin.
نعم بالشفقة عليهم وتمني الهداية لهم.
He said first with concern, or you could say compassion for them, and hoping for guidance.
وأداء حقوقهم في البر والقسط والإحسان.
And giving them their rights in goodness, equity, and excellent treatment.
من دون مشاركة لهم في حالي شرب خمر أو غيره من المحرمات.
Though not partaking with them while alcohol is being consumed or other prohibited things.
سئل نبينا مثل هذا السؤال.
And our prophet was asked the likes of this question.
قالت سيدتنا أسماء بنت أبي بكر إن أمي وردت وهي راغبة يعني راغبة عن الإسلام ما تريد تسلم إلى المدينة فأفأصلها.
Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr, Allah be pleased with them both, said that my mother is coming and she desires meaning other than Islam, so should I maintain ties with her? He said, yes, keep the bond with your mother. And the Quran clarified further this meaning. So Allah said the translation of the meaning is, and that you show goodness to parents. And if they strive to force you to associate that of which you have no knowledge with me, then do not obey them.
لا يطيعهم ولكن قال وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا.
And while they try to force him or her to disbelieve, he doesn't obey them. Then after that, Allah said, and keep company with them in this world in a good manner.
فلا تنسى الهدية لأقاربك هؤلاء وزيارتهم في الأوقات المناسبة.
So don't forget to give gifts to those relatives of yours and visit them at appropriate times.
وختمتهم بما به يفرحون.
And serve them in a manner which will give them joy.
وأريهم جمال الإسلام فيك.
And show them in yourself the beauty of Islam.
في خطابك.
The way you speak.
في معاملتك.
The way you treat people.
في خدمتك.
And also in your service.
الله يوفقك.
And Allah, may Allah enable you to do these great acts of obedience.
We'll have time for one more question from the brothers just to balance it out. This will be the last question. So, brother here.
I was wondering, what are the best ways to serve our communities, meaning the non-Muslims in this area? We see that, that how do we prioritize when there's Muslims struggling overseas, and authentic sisters among the non-Muslims struggling here? And also, there's issues where you even see that the Muslims maybe will be harming these lands, opening up liquor stores in the inner city and doing things that they justify by saying these are non-Muslims.
كيف نرتب حسب الأولوية الأولوية الخدمة هنا مع أن هناك مسلمين في حاجة في 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 البلدان المسلمة وكذلك نجد من يعني يبور هنا بمثل فتح دكاكين للخمر ويقول هؤلاء غير مسلمين فنعاملهم هكذا.
أما توهم أن غير المسلمين يجوز بيع الخمر عليهم فهذا وهم باطل يهلك صاحبه.
He said, as for the delusion that it is permissible to sell alcohol to non-Muslims, that is a false illusion which will destroy the possessor of this understanding.
فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَتَعَرَّضُ لِلْعَنَةِ رَبِّهِ بِمُنَاوَلَتِهِ لِلْخَمْرِ وَحَمْلِهِ إِيَّاهُ أَوْ أَكْلِهِ لِثَمَنِهِ.
A person exposes him or herself to the curse of the Lord by handing someone alcohol, or transporting it to them, or by consuming the price of having sold them that alcohol.
الحديث عن الله الخمر وشاربه.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "May Allah curse alcohol as well as its drinker."
وعصيرها ومعتصرها.
And the one who presses the grapes, so in this case wine, and also the one for whom they're pressed.
وبائعها ومبتاعها.
And the one who sells it and purchases it.
وآكل ثمنها.
As well as the one who consumes its price.
وحاملها.
As well as the one who transports it.
والمحمولة إليه.
And the one to whom it is transported.
والعياذ بالله تبارك وتعالى.
And we seek refuge in Allah, blessed and exalted be He.
كذلك ظن أنهم ما داموا كفار يجوز له أن يأخذ شيء من أموالهم بغير طريق شرعي فذلك ظن باطل.
Similarly, believing that because they're non-Muslims, you can acquire some of their wealth in a manner not sanctioned by the sacred law, similarly, that's a false understanding.
ولا يكون ذلك قط إلا ما أباحه الله لنبيه والأمة في الحرب وقت الحرب إذا ظفر بشيء من غنائمه على أن لها تقسيما وتوزيعا في كتاب الله.
He said, and that's never permissible except for the exceptional case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted for the Prophet in the circumstance of combat to receive, acquire some of the property of the combatants through spoils. However, even that had a specific manner in which it must be distributed.
أما ما عدا ذلك فلو أخذت مقدار حبة من طعام على ملحد كافر بالله لطالبك الله بها يوم القيامة.
He said, beyond this, if someone took one grain from a disbeliever, someone who denied Allah's existence, on the day of judgment, the person would be taken a task for this. This would be demanded from them, one grain that was wrongfully acquired.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا ذر إنك تسأل عن كحل عينيك وعن فتات الطين بين إصبعيك.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, oh, Abu Dhar, indeed you'll be asked about the kuhl in your eyes and the dust between the earth between your fingers.
والأعجب من ذلك أن الورع منع سيدنا عمر أن تتمتع زوجته بهدية أهدتها له بعض زوجات الأمراء من الكفار.
And what's
منعها وحطها في بيت المال استخدمها لكنه منع زوجته أن تستخدمها لنفسها.
And what's even more wondrous in this as an example of scrupulousness is that Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab, may Allah be well pleased with him, he didn't allow his wife to benefit from a gift that had been given by one of the surrounding emperors, though it was consumed and made use of in the Muslim common treasury.
فَلَمِنْ أَيْنَ تَعْرِفِينَهَا إِنَّمَا أَهْدَتْ لَكِ لِأَنَّكِ زَوْجَةَ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And she said, what would you know about this gift, or how would you even receive this gift? You were given this gift because you are the wife of the commander of the faithful.
إذن فهذا حق المؤمنين.
So then this belongs to those of faith.
أخذوا منها ووضعوا في بيت المال.
And he took it from her and put it in the treasury.
ما قال هذه كفرة خذي مالها شلي لتشتري.
He didn't say this is a disbelieving woman, just take her wealth in any manner you wish.
وبالنسبة للأولوية في الخدمة هنا هناك.
وبالنسبة للأولويات في الخدمة يقدر فيه حال الضرورة ثم اعتبارات كقرابة مثلا أو جوار.
He said, with respect to prioritizing the service that is given, first the barura, which is life and limb threatening need, that's given precedence, and then other considerations such as karaba, kinship, and also being a neighbor. So first, the person in that state of the rura, that state of compelling need, and again, that's life-threatening or health-threatening need. So if they're equal in terms of that, then precedence is given to those that are relatives, and then those who are neighbors. And then that which is the most beneficial and in the interest of the deen.
جزاكم الله خير. It's now time for the Isha. And then, do we have a Mu'adhan here? Wasi, moment.